It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, the story of a man drawn back into an age-old family feud and what happens to him after getting a mysterious phone call.
Hello? Kyle?
Who is this?
You know who it is.
Who is this?
We have to move it.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. You got the wrong guy.
The DNR's building a canoe camp on the river. On the Big Island, there's stuff going on up here, Kyle. They're going to find it, and then they're going to find you.
It's called Into the Wake, and was written and directed by Baraboo native John Mossman, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a movie that really defies labels and genres, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it seems to be one that does do that.
You've heard a few interesting ones.
Yeah, you know, it varies between psychological thriller or dark, you know, action film. The one I like the best is existential action film. Some reviewer called it that, and I think that's the best one I've heard of.
I like it quite a bit. The setting for this movie, it's split between the south side of Chicago and the Baraboo area. And there's a real kind of juxtaposition. The protagonist is having a really happy life in what many people might consider gritty surroundings. Meanwhile, in perfectly pastoral, lovely Sauk County, a lot of skeletons in the closet, a lot of ugliness.
Well described. Yeah, that's well. That's exactly right. And one of the reasons we want to do that is that there's beauty in ugly, you know, ugly mm-hmm. places, and I feel that. And you know, it's a relative term. And then when you get up to this beautiful place, all these ugly things happen. And I didn't really feel like I needed to emphasize the ugliness of what was going on under the surface any more than just playing that out. And so to watch it play out in a beautiful place was, I think, makes the movie what it is, partly.
I told you already, man. I don't know.
People think we killed you. You know that? Do you? And for all intents and purposes, you've already been a dead man. It wouldn't take much to make you disappear. Tomorrow morning, you are digging a hole. And either my brother comes out, or you go in.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about something that people who enjoy movies like myself and a lot of people listening don't get to see, and that's the way a film is changed and tweaked as it goes through different screenings at different festivals. How different is this movie that we're going to see tomorrow night compared to what you originally finished?
When I first submitted it about a year ago to Fest, it's about 6 minutes shorter, 5 minutes shorter, which is a lot. It's 75, 76 minutes now. You realize that you don't need everything you thought you need when you first start making it. And then you start going to festivals and you realize that there are places that you can cut or that it drags and you can feel the audience kind of shift in their seat. And it's probably something you can fix. Thank God for festivals and audiences that give you question and answer, feedback afterwards. It's just so helpful.
John Mossman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
See more of John Mossman and Into the Wake on Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television tomorrow night at 10:00.